我是神的旨意，但那个大树会倒在我家的名字，我家的房子上，不光是倒在我的院子里面。
Okay, we have to get into the sermon because with interpretation, I have about 15 minutes.
因为今天有翻译，所以我只有15分钟讲道。
And I understand that the preacher at the 11:15 service is very punctual and not very happy about being late.
你知道我们教会十一点十五讲道那个牧师是很注意时间的。
So I'll hurry.
所以我要赶快。
When I lived in Singapore, we had a colleague come to us from Norway.
我在新加坡的时候，在挪威有个朋友来。
And he went down to the phone company to get register for a phone.
他来到这边要装电话。
And they asked him, you know, do you have any preference for numbers?
他们问他你有没有自己选择的号码。
And he said, just make it easy to remember.
他说我只要这个容易好记的号码就行。
So this was Singapore.
在新加坡。
So they asked him, how do you feel about the number four?
他们问他你觉得那个数目就四是怎么样？
I don't, just as long as there's a lot of them, I don't care, he said.
他说只要容易记什么号码都行。
So they gave him the phone number. The last four digits were 4414.
他最后面是444，而是1414。
Now, if that doesn't work in Mandarin, ask one of your Cantonese friends what it means.
如果是讲普通话的听不觉得怎么样，你问讲广东话的，是444，而且死定了。
Die, die, sure die.
死定。
The other advantage to having that phone number was nobody wanted to call him.
有一个好处，有的号码没有一个人敢打电话给他。
So we're not comfortable, right? Talking about death.
我们讲到死，大家都不舒服。
Well, this is one of the advantages to preaching through the Bible.
但是这是一个我们顺着圣经讲下来的好处。
Because sometimes it forces us to think about things we would rather not think about.
这让我们这样顺着下来，有些时候我们不想想那些事情，但是我们顺到读的这一章，我非要思想这些事情。
And today's passage is about death.
今天的这一段的圣经是讲到死。
It's also about life.
当然也讲到生命。
There's only four basic ideas. There's a little bit of a mistake in your outline, and then I changed it on top of that. So I'll give you the four basic ideas to start out.
在里面这边有主要四个主要的原则，在可能在各位手上的那个纲目有一点点差别。
The passage talks about the dead.
在这一段圣经里面讲到死。
It talks about the living.
讲到活着的。
It tells you how to tell apart the dead from the living.
而且教我们分别死的跟活的有什么不一样。
And it tells you what you can do about it if you're dead.
而且告诉你如果你已经死了怎么样要该怎么办。
Have we read the passage yet?
We haven't. Okay. We haven't. Yeah. 我们还没有读经。
Okay. So let's read it together. Well, I'll read it to you. Well, actually, Pastor Caleb will read it in Mandarin.
让我们一起来念中文好不好？一起来，第三章第一节，启示录，一起来。你要写信给沙迪教会的使者，说那有神七的心灵和七星的说，我知道你的行为，暗明你是活的，其实是死的。你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要衰微的，因我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的，所以要回想你是怎样领受，怎样听见的，又要遵守，并要悔改。若不警醒，我必临到你那里，如同贼一样。我几时临到，你也绝不能知道。然而在沙迪，你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的，他们要穿白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得过的。凡得胜的，必这样穿白衣，我必不从生命册上涂抹他的名。且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。圣灵向圣教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
So there's four ideas in this passage.
在这里面有四个主要的思想。
The dead.
第一个已经死了。
The living.
第二个活着的。
What the difference is between them?
这有什么差别？
and how the dead can become the living.
而且已经死的怎么样能够活过来？
We look first at the dead.
走一个，我们来看那些已经死的。
The second half of chapter 3, verse 1.
啊，在第一节的后面。
John writes, "You have a reputation of being alive."
他说：“按照你的行为，你按照你的名分，你是活的。”
But you are dead.
其实是死了。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Wake up, strengthen what remains and is about to die.
他说：“要警醒，要坚固那些将要快要死的。”
They're dead.
他们已经死了。
They're about to die.
他们将要死了。
And he makes a third reference to death.
但是第三方面讲到死亡。
See verse 3.
第三节。
I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I come to you.
我好像贼一样的来，我来的时候你根本不知道我什么时候来。
This is Jesus speaking to them.
这是耶稣基督对他们说话。
John's had a vision, and he sees Jesus speaking to the church at Sardis.
使徒约翰看见这个异象，在这个中间是教会的主正在对他们说话。
You are dead.
你已经死了。
You are about to die.
你将要死了。
And I will one day come as a thief, and you won't know what time I come to you.
我来的时候像贼一样，你根本不知道我什么时候来。
Even this third warning, I will come as a thief, and you don't know when I'm coming. Even that alludes to death.
第像的贼一样的来，你好像不知道，而且是说到他要死。
Because here.John is quoting Jesus.
在这边，约翰是引用耶稣基督讲的话。
Remember when Jesus was alive, Matthew 24, he talks to the people about coming as a thief in the night.
你知道耶稣基督在世上讲道的时候，在马太福音二十四章那边说，他说他在深夜的时候他要来。
He talks about the master going away and putting his servant in charge, and then the master will return at an unexpected time.
他说到一个主人他不在的时候，他让他的工头来管家，但是在他不知道的时候，他就回来。
And he says, you know, when the master comes back, if he finds the servant being abusive or goofing off, then what will he do?
如果这个主人回来的时候，发现这个管家在那边虐待其他的人，或者在那边不干正事儿。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 51.
在马太福音的二十四章五十一节那边这样警告。
He will cut this wicked servant into pieces.
他要把他们腰斩的，把他切成一块一块的。
And he will assign him a place with the hypocrites.
而且这是要在那边跟那些假冒为善的人在一起。
Where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
在那边他们要哀哭切齿了。
So there's three references here to dying.
在这边关于死亡要将要死的有三个参考点。
Jesus comes to the church at Sardis and says, "You are dead."
耶稣基督来到撒底教会的时候，跟他们说：“你们死了。”
In another sense, you are about to die.
另外跟一些人说：“你们将要死了。”
And in a third sense, when I come back, if I find you like this, I will chop you into pieces. You will be dead.
第三个是当我再来的时候，如果你们是这样的情况，我要把你们切成筷子，是死定。
So this passage tells us first about the dead, even the dead in the church.
这边讲到头一个讲到死亡，就是在教会的里面有这样的人。
The passage tells us secondly about the living.
但这第二方面讲到那些活着的。
Now most of verses 4 and 5 change the metaphor, they change the analogy. It talks about people with dirty clothes or with white clothes.
在第四、第五节那边用这样的一个比喻，是从他们穿的，是从穿白衣的，还有穿污秽衣服的。
While a majority of the church is dead,
大部分的在他们教会里面是死了。
Some of them, in the analogy, the metaphor is mixed. Some of them have not yet soiled their clothes.
但是有一些人，可能是少数，他们没有污染他们的衣服。
These people live for Jesus.
他们是为了耶稣而活的。
And whenJesus comes back, he won't chop them into pieces, he will welcome them and they will be dressed in white.
当耶稣基督来的时候，耶稣不会把他们切成筷子，反而要把白衣为他们穿上。
It'll be like a wedding, they'll celebrate.
好像一个婚礼一样在那边庆祝。
And he ties this in with the notion of life.
他把这一个跟那些活着的连在一起。
Because he mixes his metaphor.
这是他把这个比喻把它连在一起。
Because in verse 5, he says, not only will they be dressed in white, but notice what he says about them. I will never blot out his name from the book of life.
而且第五节说到，他不光是穿白衣，而且不从生命册上涂抹他们的名。
So Jesus comes and speaks to his church.
耶稣基督来对他的教会说话。
And he says to this gathered church.
他把这个教会的聚集，他对他们说话。
People like us, really.
就是像我们今天聚在他面前一样。
He says, most of you are dead.
他说，大部分在你们中间的是死的。
Or you're dying.
或者有些将要死的。
Or when I come back, I'm going to kill you.
他说，我回来的时候，我要叫你死定。
But some of you, you're not dead, you're not dying, I'm not going to kill you. Some of you, I'm going to celebrate.
但有一些人，你们不要死。我在这里面与你们一同庆贺。
And I will never blot your name out of the book of life.
我怎么样也不会把你们的名从生命册上涂抹掉。
It's extraordinary for God to speak to his people this way.
是神对他的教会讲话是那样不可思议的。
It's extraordinary for a pastor to speak to a congregation this way.
一个牧师对他的会众讲这样的话真是不可思议。
Some of you are dead or dying, or Jesus is going to kill you.
啊，如果牧师跟你们讲说，中间有些人要死，或者我要把你，要把你切成筷子。
But some of you, your names are in the book of life.
但是对有些人说，你的名字要留在生命册上。
How important it is that we preach from Scripture. So when we say something like this, we know it's not the preacher, it's God speaking.
所以。当我们顺着圣经来讲的时候，你会发现不是我们讲道的人在讲，是神的话自己来对我们说话。
There's a very famous American pastor in the West Coast of, in Seattle.
啊，在美国西岸西雅图那边有一个很出名的传道人。
In one of his books, he tells this story.
在他的一本书里面，他这样说。
One night about 3 a.m. when he was sound asleep, he got a call from one of his college students in his church.
在晚上他半夜的时候他睡得很熟的时候他有一个在他教会的一个大学生打电话给他。
Now the college student was crying and was having a hard time getting out what was on his mind.
他在电话里面这个学生对他大哭跟他说我没有办法从我的思想里面出来。
So the pastor said, look, I'm tired. I want to go back to bed. I want to go back to sleep. What's going on?
这个传道人跟他说，我想睡觉，我需要睡觉。你到底在讲什么？
And so the college student finally blurted out, I just got done watching a porno movie.
这大学生跟他讲，我刚刚看了一个色情的电影。
So the pastor asked, did you watch it to the end?
这个牧师问他：“你是从头看到尾吗
？”You know, sin and haste, repent at leisure. You know. Oh, never mind. It's okay. Did you watch it to the end? We got that part, right? Okay. This is also ad lib. And so he says, "What do you want me to do?" The pastor asks, "What do you want me to do for you now?"
牧师说：“你到底要我为你做什么呢
？”You already watched the whole thing.
你已经看完整个片子，你还是问我什么？
Why are you repenting now?
你为什么看完了才悔改呢
？You know, repent when you start, not when you finish.
你应该一开始看到这个东西，你就赶快就悔改啊。
What do you want me to do for you?
你现在看完了，我为你能做什么呢
？So the college student said, "Well, you're my pastor. At least can't you pray for me?"
他说：“你是我的牧师，至少你能为我祷告吧。”
So the pastor said, "Okay, let's pray."
他牧师就说：“好了，我们来祷告。”
Father, thank you for not striking dead this pervert. Amen.
他说：“感谢天父，没有把这个好色的家伙当场致死。”阿门。
That much Mandarin I understand. You see, very, very aggressive.
非常非常的猛，凶猛。
And we think, how can a pastor be so aggressive?
一个牧师怎么会讲这么重的话？
And we think, how can Scripture be so aggressive?
我们在想，为什么圣经上讲这么重的话？
How can Jesus be so aggressive?
耶稣基督怎么会这么严厉的说话？
Some of you are dead or dying or I'm going to kill you.
有些人已经死了，有些人将要死，有时候我要杀你。
But some of you, your names are in the book of life.
但是有一些你的名字要记载在生命册上面。
Whenever God's word comes to us harshly, it comes to call us to repentance.
当神的话很凶猛地临到我们的时候，事实上他正在呼召我们。
God doesn't come to scold us.
并不是神不是在这边打击我们，责备我们。
God doesn't come to threaten us.
他不是在这边恐吓我们。
God comes to us as a healer.
他是来临到我们像个医治者。
God comes to us like a doctor.
他像一个医生一样领导我们。
Like a doctor who says, look, if you keep eating like this and you don't get any exercise, you're going to have a heart attack.
他说如果你继续这样子大吃大喝的话，你将要会得心脏病。
And if your doctor says to you, if you keep living like this, you're going to have a heart attack, you don't say to him, how could you be so rude?
如果医生跟我们说你这样的过生活你会得心脏病，我们会不会跟医生说为什么你讲话这么难听？
You listen to your doctor because you don't want to have a heart attack.
你赶快听医生的话，因为你不希望得心脏病。
And you try to eat better and you try to get exercise.
而且你应该好好注意你吃的东西，而且好好的锻炼。
Because you want to live to see your grandchildren grow.
因为你盼望能够活到能够看见你的孙辈。
And so when God says to us, some of you are dead or you're going to die, but some of you will have life, he does it so that we listen to him.
所以神的话临到我们说，有些人在中间已经死了，有些人你是活着，你要一直能够得到生命。
He speaks to us so plainly so that we'll go to him and say, how do I live?
所以当我们说我们应该怎么样活着的时候，神对你坦坦白白清清洁地对你们说话。
The dead, the living, and how to tell the difference.
是死了而且还活着的，到底怎么分别？
What's the difference between the dead and the living?
到底有什么差别活的跟死的？
Follow closely, because there's a wrinkle here. There's a surprise here.
你要注意，在这里面有可能会吓你一跳。
A week ago,
一个礼拜。
If you asked me, okay, there's the dead and the living, what makes the difference?
如果一个礼拜前你问我这边死的活的到底有什么差异
？A week ago, I would have given you a different answer than I'm going to give you this morning.
如果一个礼拜前你问我，我跟我现在要告诉你的答案是不一样的。
Because Revelation 3 gives me a different answer than I would have thought.
因为在启示录第三章，当我在看的时候，给我不同的答案。
Now I suppose we have a lot of Bible teaching in this church, so I suppose a lot of people here, if I asked you, what differentiates the dead from the living, you would tell me, as I thought, belief in Jesus, faith in Jesus.
我相信在我们的教会有很多教导圣经的老师们，你可能会跟我原来的答案是差不多，到底死活怎么分？
You believe in Jesus and you'll have eternal life.
你相信耶稣基督，你就有永恒的生命。
And you don't believe in Jesus and you won't have eternal life.
如果你不相信耶稣基督，你就没有得到永恒的生命。
John 3:16.
约翰三章十六节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
神爱世人，甚至把他的独生子赐给我们。
That whoever believes in him,
叫那些信他的
has eternal life.
能够得到永生。
90 times.The Apostle John uses the word believe, the verb believe, 90 times in the Gospel to say, he who believes has eternal life.
在约翰在他的书信的里面有90次用到这样的相信，是相信他就得到永恒的生命。
But not once does the Apostle John say that in Revelation.
但是这些的相信90次相信不是在启示录里面讲到的相信。
The verb believe does not appear a single time in Revelation.
这样的这个相信这个字在启示录里面没有看到一次。
Even though as nearly as we can tell, it was probably written by the same person.
我们能够知道的是，这个启示录跟约翰福音是同一个作者。
You know, the Gospel of John doesn't say it was written by John. Tradition tells us it was written by John.
虽然约翰福音约翰没有说是他写的，但是我们都知道是他写的。
And Revelation says it was written by John, but there's a lot of Johns in the first century, so we're not certain it's the same John.
在启示录里面，虽然他说是约翰写的，但是在初期教会的时候，有很多人的名字都叫约翰。
But it's probably the same author.
但是应该是同样的一个作者。
And if you ask him, in the gospel. What differentiates the dead from the living? He will tell you, the faith in Jesus Christ.
如果在福音书的里面，我们要问什么是活，什么是死的，什么是活的，他很快告诉你是相信耶稣基督。
But when you ask him and he writes the book of Revelation, what differentiates the dead from the living? He doesn't tell you faith in Jesus Christ.
如果你问同样的使徒约翰，在写启示录的使徒约翰，你说到底活的和死的是怎么样？他的答案却不一样。
What does he tell you?
他会怎么样告诉你呢？
Verse 1.
在第一节三章。
How does he know they're dead?
到底你怎么知道你是活着的呢？
I know your deeds.
他说我知道你的行为。
You have a reputation of being alive, but you're dead.
你是挂名是活的，其实是死的。
How does he know that?
怎么知道呢？
I know your deeds.
从你的行为。
Verse 2, wake up, strengthen what remains and is about to die. How does he know they're about to die?
第二节说你要警醒，坚固剩下将要衰微或快要死的，怎么知道呢？
Verse 2, I have not yet found your deeds complete in the sight of my God.
因为我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
In the Gospel of John, it's faith in Jesus which distinguishes the dead from the living.
在约翰福音的里面讲到在耶稣相信耶稣基督就能够分别永死跟永生。
In Revelation, it's not faith that distinguishes the dead from the living.
但是在启示录里面好像不是这个得救的信心来分别生跟死
It's deeds
而是行为
And in fact, you know, I'm reading from the NIV and the NIV translators are clearly uncomfortable with this
在新国际版里面在翻译这的时候是很不一样
Because they translate it with the English word deeds
这边说到他们的好行为
And I forgot to check with Pastor Caleb ahead of time whether the Chinese is uncomfortable, the Chinese translation is uncomfortable.
善行
So I'll explain. The Greek word is actually...
这个原文的希腊文是什么样子讲法呢?
Works.
是工作。
The word that Paul uses, works.
是常常翻译成工作。
How do we know the living from the dead?
知道,你怎么知道活,是死是活呢?工作
According to Revelation 3:1, 3:2, what distinguishes the living from the dead?
你看三章启示录三章一节二节，你怎么知道是死活呢？行为工作
，not their faith，
不是讲到那个相信
，but their works，
但是是他们的相信出来的行为。
Now, if you've had much exposure to Protestant theology, this could make you very nervous.
如果你常常跟正派的基督徒，你看到这个地方，你会非常的紧张。
So if it makes you nervous, we don't have time to cover it all in the 15 minutes left this morning.
还剩下15分钟。You can have more.
Yeah, actually, the clock in the back says it's 9:15, so apparently I have another hour and 15 minutes.
今天那个钟还是九点一刻，所以还有一个钟头零十五分钟。
I can explain it in an hour and 15 minutes.
Be careful, next preacher.
next preacher. Anyway, you know, if this is an issue for you, please feel free to call Pastor Caleb this week and ask him for an explanation.
如果你听了这边到觉得很大的难处，请你打电话给 Chuck 牧师。
I'll just give you a very brief explanation.
我给你很简短的解释。
We have an expression in English.
我们在英文里面是这样的表现。
The preacher's emphasis becomes the parishioner's excess.
一个牧师他们所说的是 a congregation parishioner's
excess.
Overemphasis.
My emphasis overemphasis.
是当牧师的强调对于各位就是过分强调。
So if I emphasize something enough, likely anyone who hears me consistently will overemphasize it.
如果我强调一些事情，你们听见了之后就会更强烈的来强调。
So Martin Luther, the first of the reformers,
所以马丁路德这个改革中的
and those who came after him,
有一些在他后面来的
they said salvation is by faith alone.
所以跟在他后面的说，救恩是 单单依靠信心。
And people were trying so hard to earn their salvation, to work for their salvation. They kept saying, salvation is through faith alone.
所以有一些有些人说要靠他们的好行为来赚取救恩，但他们说不是的，是单单的相信。
And if you ask anyone today what Luther taught, almost everyone except the academics, the theologians will tell you, Luther taught salvation is through faith alone.
如果你去问这些，除了那些最高的神学家以外，大家都告诉你，马丁路德教导的是单单依靠信心能 得到永生。
But what the reformers actually taught was,
但是真正改革宗者是这样教导的。
Salvation is through faith alone, but saving faith is never alone.
是得到救，是单单靠着信心得到救恩，但是救恩不是只有相信。
We don't work for our salvation.
我们不是用我们的功行得到信心，得到永生。
We are saved. We are born again. We have new life.
我们得救了，我们得到永得到新生。
And as a result of that, we do good works.
所以我们一个结果是能够有好行为，能够好工作。
We love God and serve God.
我们爱神，我们服侍神。
We love each other and serve each other.
我们彼此相爱，而且彼此服侍。
So God can look at our hearts and see faith and say, "Ah, he's alive."
所以神看见我们的行为，看见我们的工作，他说是的，这个人是活的。
Or God can look at our deeds and see love and say, "Ah, he's alive."
神看见我们的善行的时候，他说是的，这是活的。
Revelation.Takes the second answer. The Gospel of John took the first.
所以在启示录带给我们第二个答案，在约翰福音带给我们头一个答案。
What brings us to life?
到底什么把我们带到生命的里面呢
？Faith
是相信。
How will we live if we truly believe?
如果我们真正的相信，我们怎么样生活呢
？We will serve.
我们服侍。
We will love.
我们彼此相爱。
We will be faithful.
我们真正的忠诚。
And so, Revelation says, how does Jesus tell the living from the dead?
所以在启示录里面到底怎么样分别死活呢？是
，He looks at our lives.
他看我们的生活。
He looks at our deeds.
看我们的生命，也看我们的行为。
He looks at our works.
看我们的工作。
And says, here I see the love of God.
他就说，这是爱神的，是活着的。
Here I see faith.
在这个地方，我看见他相信。
Here I see hope.
我在他身上，我看见盼望。
Now we must be very careful not to overemphasize, not to exaggerate this.
我们要非常小心，不要过分的强调，夸大它。
It doesn't mean we can never do anything wrong.
但是并不代表我们不会做错。
It doesn't mean we must do everything right.
并不代表我们说所有事情都对的。
But there should be a significant difference in our lives before we come to Christ and after.
但是在我们来到耶稣基督面前之前和之后，应该会有很大的不同。
There should be a significant difference in the way we live.
而且在我们前遇见耶稣前后会有很大的差异。
In the time of Revelation, what that meant was they worshipped Jesus alone, not idols.
在启示录里面，他们单单的敬拜耶稣，不敬拜那些偶像。
And at very least, it means we will worship Christ alone, not other gods.
而且，单单的敬拜基督耶稣，而不是其他的别神。
In their day, it meant they will not engage in sexual immorality.
而且在今天来看，是不做那些淫乱的事情。
And in our day.It means we will not have sex outside of marriage.
在今天我们的生活里面是没有婚外情。
That's the very least it means.
这是最基本的。
Now, if your pet sins are not sexual immorality or worshiping other gods.
如果在我们的有一些放不开的一些罪恶里面不是拜偶像，却是一些色情的东西。
Then almost every book in the New Testament has a list of sins.
差不多每一卷圣经的里面都有一个到底哪些是犯罪的一个表列。
And says people who live like this do not enter the kingdom of heaven.
说到如果有人做这些事情，他们不配得天国。
Revelation 21 has a list of sins.
在启示录21章里面也说到。
And it says the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, all liars, they don't enter the kingdom of heaven.
在 第21章第8节、他说唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一些说谎话的，他们的粪就在烧着的硫磺里面，这是第二次的死。
We can explore these sin lists together some other time.
我们可以这一个、罪恶的一个表列，我们可以以后再看。
Or you can read them on your own.
或者你们自己看。
But this is the third point.
这是第三点。
There are some who are dead.
有一些是死了。
There are some who are living.
有一些是活着的。
How do we tell them apart?
到底我们怎么分别他们呢？
By the way they live.
照着他们的生活的样式来分别。
By their deeds.
让他们的行为来分别。
Now finally, given that God never comes to us with a word of judgment.
你神临到我们不是光是这样的一个审判的话临到我们。
Without offering us also the opportunity to do something about it.
他不光是临到我们有审判的话，而是告诉我们应该怎么样来行为，能怎么样来生活。
If we read this text and we say, I'm probably dead, not alive.
如果我们读到这一段的时候，我们说，我大概是那个死的。
What can we do about it?
我怎么办？
I must add one qualifying. Some people by nature, by temperament, or by upbringing, are very self-critical.
有一些人可能从他们的遗传，从他的原生家庭，或者他的个性来讲，这是很容易自我责备的。
They do something little wrong, they lose their temper, and they think they're going to hell.
有些人他不小心发了个脾气，他就觉得他下地狱下定了。
This is not what this passage is talking about.
但是不是这一段圣经告诉这样子教导我们。
If your conscience is overly sensitive,
如果在我们的良心里面是一个过分敏锐的良心的话，
that's a separate issue.
这是不同的一个问题。
Talk to your elders, talk to your pastors.
跟我们的长老，跟我们的牧师，好好的来谈一下。
Preach the gospel to yourself.
对你自己讲福音的信息。
Christ has died for our sins and he forgives.
耶稣基督为我们的罪死了，我们能够得到他的生命。
But if the general tenor of your life is not toward God,
如果在我们一般的态度不是面朝向神，
what can you do about it?
到底你该怎么办？
Revelation chapter 3 verses
2-3. 在启示录第三章的第二节跟第三节这样子告诉我们。
John the apostle offers them two solutions.
使徒约翰告诉他们两个解决的办法。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Obey and repent.
他说听从而且悔改。
Remember what you have received and heard. Obey and repent.
他说要回想你是怎样领受怎样听见的，又要遵守而且悔改。
If the general tenor of your life is toward death, not toward life, what can you do about it?
如果在我们的本性里面是向着那些属灵的死亡去，那我怎么办？
Two things.
两件事。
And I reverse the order.
我把它倒过来讲。
First,
头一个。
Repent.
悔改。
Hear the word of God.
你听见神的话。
This lifestyle leads to death.
这种样的生活形态把我们带到死亡的里面去。
It harms people around you.
而且让我们旁边的人受伤。
It harms you.
而且让你自己受伤。
It offends the holy God.
你而且干犯了这位圣神。
Consider sexual immorality.
就你在想一个好色。
If you're involved in an affair,
如果你现在正在一个婚外情的里面，
this will kill your spouse.
你要把你的配偶要杀掉了。
Your children will never trust an adult again.
而且你的孩子再也不能够相信任何的成年人。
And God says,
神说，
I will strike these people dead.
他说我要来击打你们，击打到死。
Hear the word of God.
你听神的话。
We know realistically that it's always easier. But you know, people you don't live with treat you better than people you do live with often.
跟你不跟你生活在一起的人可能对你比较容易一点，比起那些跟你生活在一起的。
That's because you treat them better than the people you live with.
因为你对外人比跟自己家人，你对外人会稍微客气一点。
So maybe there's somebody at the office that seems kind and loving and gracious and pretty.
所以有些人在他的工作场所，他可能是比较和蔼温和，有爱心。
Or handsome.
或者长得很漂亮。
And you don't know them that well.
你也搞不清楚他们到底怎么样。
What the word of God comes to us and says.
神的话对我们说什么呢？
This way of living kills people.
那这种样的生活是叫人死的。
It kills their families.
让他的家庭都致死。
It kills them.
叫他们自己会受伤。
And I will kill them.
而且神要置他们死地。
So if you're engaged in that sort of activity now, the first thing you do is you repent.
如果你正在这样的罪里面，你头一件事情是悔改。
Let the word of God burn in your heart.
但是神的话在你里面火像火烧一样。
How could I hurt my family?
我怎么能够伤害我自己的家人呢？
How could I deny my Savior?
我怎么能够否认我的救主呢？
How could I be so stupid?
我怎么会这样的愚昧呢？
That's the first thing we do.
这是头一件事情。
And the second thing we do is we obey.
第二件事情是我们顺服遵守。
Remember.Therefore, what you received and heard.
你听见，你们要回想你是怎样领受，怎样听见的。
And obey.
很简单，遵守，顺从。
No special tricks.
没有任何其他的巧诀。
No special technique.
没有特别的技术。
No certain kind of prayer.
不是有一些特别的祷告的词句。
No special kind of wisdom needed.
你不需要的其他的一些智慧。
No gifted counselor.
不是一些跟你怎么样协谈。
This is the invitation of God.
这个是神给我们的邀请。
If your lifestyle shows that you're dead.
如果我们的生活的形态是看见我们是死的。
God offers you life.
神赐给我们生命。
And here's all it takes.
就是这么简单。
You already know it's bad.
你知道这是不行的，不是坏的，悔改。
Repent.
悔改。
And obey.
而且遵守神的话。
Now, if you have never come to faith in Christ,
如果你从来没有相信过耶稣基督，
that's entirely a separate issue.
这是完全不同的一件事情。
And speak to your pastors or your elders or deacons about that.
好不好跟我们教会的长老牧师跟我们的执事同工能够好好跟你协谈。
Today's passage is God's word to those who profess to believe in Jesus.
今天的信息是对那些已经相信的基督徒给他们的信息。
And his word to us is there's a path that leads to death and there's a path that leads to life.
今天的信息里面告诉我们有一条是得到生命之途，有一个是进入死亡之途。
If you are on the path that leads to death, don't bluff yourself.
如果你是在死亡之途上面的，不要涂抹你的名。
Because you can't bluff Jesus.
你不要愚弄你自己，因为你没有办法愚弄耶稣基督。
If you're on that path that leads to death, you don't have to die.
如果你再好像在一个死亡之路上，你不需要一定死。
Come to your senses.
你照着你的感觉，照着你的良心。
Turn from your sin.
从我们的罪回转。
And obey the word of God.
而且遵守顺服神的话。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, sometimes you come to us in your word and you tell us how deeply you love us.
主，常常你来到我们的中间，来对我们说你是多么的爱我们。
And we'd like to hear that.
我们真是喜欢你这样说。
Sometimes you come to us in your word and you warn us.
有些时候你是用警告的话临到我们。
We would just as soon not hear that.
我们就假装没有听见。
But you are the same God.
但是你是同样的一位神。
So we ask for your grace.
我们向你求恩典。
That when you warn us, If we are in danger, we might repent and obey.
如果我们在危机的里面，你的话临到我们，让我们能够悔改。
Work in our hearts by your Spirit, we ask in Jesus' name.
你的圣灵在我们的心里面深深的做工，奉耶稣基督的名，
Amen.
Thanks. 让我们一起来唱一首诗歌，在四百。